Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello and welcome to Lutheran Radio UK, your healthy digital radio addiction, where we have for you now another episode of the series Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. This week we'll look at Genesis 11, 1-9, having finally arrived at Pentecost week, and what it is truly to speak. So from the English Standard Version, our text reads, "Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly.' And they had brick for stone, and bitumen for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth.' And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, 'Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth." Language can be quite intimate, really, can't it? From our first words that we utter as infants, and the huge deal new parents make over them, to all the ways we use language in our adult lives, the words we use really are an intimate part of our everyday lives. Some psychologists will even say that vulgar language has its place, that to some, because it is commonplace, it is but another form of communication and way to bond with one's co-workers or closest friends. And it can be an interesting study. Or have you ever wondered where language came from? Not surprisingly, the story of language, of words, is much older than our human story, or is so ancient it predates even the vaguest moments of recorded history, and certainly the Dark Ages. Some will even contest that Moses was a huge part of making popular the use of language because of the importance of giving us the Word of God from Mount Sinai. God, having bestowed his word to us on stone tablets, gave mankind a serious vision for the future when it came to communication, and the way forward for us in the same. Because of Moses' education, it was probably a huge inspiration. But even before that, from the very beginning, the Spirit and the Word of God were living and active. The whole story of Scripture, in a sense, is the story of language, and essentially it began when God spoke, Genesis 1:3. Since then, God gave mankind the gift of words and language by breathing his spirit into Adam and inviting him to name the animals. Why? Because we were already set apart from them. We didn't evolve from them. God distinctly says we were created apart from them. Even a child can understand that. To say that God said any different would be to declare yourself illiterate, unless you're reading from a very bad translation of the Bible. It's very simple language, and it's unmistakable. You either read it as it is, as God has communicated his word to us, or you reject his word and the fact that it has been accurately passed down from generation to generation. Even when something comes along to upset the flow of communication, this doesn't change the basic understanding of translation when the key to knowing a language is understood. We certainly have an example of this in Genesis 11, don't we? As we're told that people began to use this great gift of God, their words, in a tragic way, to glorify themselves, creatures, rather than their maker, the creator. I'm of course referring to the narrative of the Tower of Babel. It's a story about language. Tension builds, as at first it is clear they are self-centered, and then we know it's but a matter of time before they must deal with the consequences of their evil ways. It comes to a climax as they suddenly can't understand one another, not because they had an inferior language that was too ambiguous, but because something supernatural must have taken place. The hearts of all mankind were quite simply revealed to be evil, and so God confuses them temporarily in order to stop their present behavior. And while they get to work on translating their different languages, because they're not just babble, they're intelligible words, they also have time to reflect upon their judgment from God and why it happened. Again, to be clear, there was nothing necessarily wrong with wanting to make bricks and build a city or tower. What was wrong was the reason for wanting to build it. It was to make a name for themselves and not be scattered, as importantly. This went against God's command to fill the earth and call on His name. They did neither. So as miraculous as the miracle was on the day of Pentecost, when all languages suddenly unite from what is uttered from the disciples' mouths, all these people start speaking different languages, and with one stroke of genius, were given a good lesson in the power of language. There are probably lots of other examples we could give today of the power of language, such as the media reshaping people's views on social issues, for better or worse, the damage done by gossip or internet bullying, a gentle word from mum after an embarrassing incident at school. But nothing can quite compare to a divine intervention, and it was necessary too. Humans had given up calling on the name of the Lord. They were breaking what would essentially be the second commandment, Exodus 27 and Deuteronomy 5:11. So what we also have here is a great invitation from God to call on His name by the power of the Spirit who lives in us by the power of His Word. We are to recognize the mistakes of the past and learn from them. We are to appreciate and hold up the wonderful gift of God's name, given in baptism for our protection and assurance that we belong to Him. And may the structures we build be dedicated also to this cause and not for our own glory, or so that we could keep it to ourselves, but so that we could spread this word to all who will hear the good news of Christ. Unlike the builders of Babel who thought they were so clever in their use of language, wanting to make a name for themselves, let us make a name for Christ. May all in Cardiff know that Christ and His love for all mankind is proclaimed here. For this is truly why God gave us language. To name the animals at creation was but the beginning of how God wanted us to hone the skill of word of mouth. Now He wants us to spread the word of the incarnate Christ. He wants us to tell the message of how God has appeared to us in His Son, that He was with us in the beginning, with Adam and Eve, Abraham, Moses, Mary and the disciples, that the Son of God is Himself the eternal Word become flesh, John 1, and for an important reason, to save us. So a profound occurrence is revealed to us at Pentecost. The punishment that the Word of God had inflicted upon one generation was undone in the next. If you thought turning one language into dozens was miraculous, try turning dozens of languages back into one. That's what they could hear that day. No wonder thousands fell on their knees to receive baptism in the Lord's salvation. Their sin was revealed in an instant, and so their repentance was as swift. If only God's message was as swift and poignant today, we might say to ourselves. But isn't it? What part of this amazing history can we not use to our advantage? If this is what happened, let's continue to proclaim it. Make it a part of your conversation with a neighbor and why you were in church this Sunday. For this isn't the last story of language God came to this earth to tell. There's still your story and mine. God still comes down in the person of the Word to live, die, and rise before going back up to the Father, for each one of us, who not only relive the narrative by reading and hearing it, but by having it attached to us in the waters of holy baptism, by consuming it and letting it digest as we continue to dine at His table. Jesus' word from the cross, "It is finished," is still for you and for me. He has declared that all of our sins are forgiven as well. God is still coming down to be among us in order to powerfully change the world through people like you and me. That's the power of God's Word, of God's language. For what you and I need to remember is that it's not just our words, but the Lord's that accomplish so much. It is because of His Word that we are able to celebrate, that we have festivals such as Pentecost, when we commemorate how it is that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And thankfully, we don't all have to know Hebrew to understand Him. Instead, we can trust that God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, comes down into every language that is spoken, that can easily translate the very simple word that He loves us so much that He gave His only Son for us, that whoever believes will not perish but live forever. This is the call the Church takes up and gladly proclaims to all who will listen, in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. Thanks for tuning in. The podcast of this program is also available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann, and I serve St. David's Lutheran Church in Cardiff, Wales, where every Sunday we have our divine service at 11. We also offer Sunday school. Come join us. We'd love to meet you. You can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Come and hear God's word, for He still speaks to us. As for next week in Faith That Functions, we'll be looking at John 8, which is the text for Holy Trinity Sunday. I'll give you a good insight as to how God is both one and three. So for now and always, I pray God's peace be with you.